Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Mm-mm. Oh, Brando!
Banned from the show!
Baggins. Oh. Okay.
Banned from the show. What is your favorite ride?
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, God. Listeners? When are you not honest with me?
If you listened back about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, God. Were you photoing your Baggins or something?
No! My chair. When you're so fat, sometimes you sit on a chair and it breaks. My chair! Listen to this, everybody. It broke!
Get ready for a heaping helping assassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, our listeners, they have been waiting for over 150 episodes for us to finally talk about pussy.
Oh, Kendall, you love pussy, but Kendall, that's not what we're here to talk about. I know you have.
No, that's the subject of this show.
You have stacks of papers of notes that you have compiled through tireless research at the Library of Congress, but really, this show is about kitty cats.
I know, pussy cats, Cliff. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, Kendall, how are you doing? I'm morbidly obese.
Cliff, I stay morbidly obese. They might as well make a reality show about me instead of all these other fat people, because mine would last for seasons and seasons. It wouldn't be over in one season. They would take multiple. We're like Ruby.
Ruby, yeah. Yep. That's who we would be like, and we would be like
back
the
season
mash.
Four. Well, I gained weight again.
Of fat people. We would last like 13 years, and then it just because we died of heart disease.
Season 26. Well. Yeah. Gained another 10 pounds back.
God, I'm on the scale. Why? I'll take two pizzas.
Kendall, still fat. That's the name of the show right there.
Still fat after all these years.
But Cliff, other than fat, we are here to talk about cats. That's what we're here to do.
Kendall.
We're here to help people.
Their heads are exploding and imploding because they're thinking, finally, somebody is going to salute the cats. Cats get a lot of guff, but they're worthy of a salute.
We're very upset. I bet the cat lovers out there were like, are they talking about dogs? Well, here is your opportunity for a show.
Here you go. We love you as well.
Cliff, did you know there are 500 million domesticated cats in the world?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of
cats. That's what the guy when he went into the bar said, Cliff. Cliff.
Yeah.
Did you know that if your cat, if your cat's tail is quivering, that's the greatest expression of love that a cat can give you. If the tail starts thrashing, then her mood has changed. Time to distance yourself from the cat.
Oh, Kendall, I know it. They wag their tails when they're in a stage of conflict.
You are correct.
They want to do two things at once, but each impulse blocks the other. Unlike my one impulse to eat and my other impulse to lay in bed, they coalesce in a beautiful motion of me eating while laying down
now,
in bed.
But your other option to be skinny, goes along with that.
We're in a constant state of contradicting ourselves, and sometimes we have to just see it. Try to look at it visually in your mind. If you need to see, you're on the spectrum. You're on two different ends of the spectrum. You can be so fat and want to be so skinny like us. But Kendall, do you know if a cat, if it's like in the doorway, wants to go outside and you open the door to find it raining, the cat's tail, it'll wag because of internal conflict. It's like how our bellies blob up and down.
They quiver.
Oh, God.
Don't break your chair this week, Cliff.
Kendall, I'm on a temporary chair. I know sometimes in the past... olden days, you like to say, listeners, if you think I sound different, it's because I'm wearing a purple shirt today, and the sound is reflecting differently off the fabric. But I'm in a different chair. I'm in a temporary chair. So
Mr. Snodbottom would not afford us a nice chair.
He's going. He said we've got to look for it in the budget. I'm paying Tyler's his college tuition for his internships. Because out of the budget, because Kendall, he is so skinny. Have you ever looked at somebody so skinny and just thought, how the hell are you so f***ing skinny?
Yeah, I look at a lot of people like that.
I was looking at Tyler today, and I just thought that.
Well, Cliff, I read this, this which I thought your statement about cats was very interesting. I do. I was reading in this newspaper. Susan and I went out for ice cream, and I was reading this newspaper.
Oh, God, fat people eating ice cream.
When there were stairs all around. And I read this thing in the newspaper about how a single pair of cats and their kittens can produce as much as 420,000 kittens in 7 years. Did you know that?
Kendall, that's really nuts. Last night, I was in the library late. I had to check out my own private study, Carol. I'd pulled out all of the periodicals on cats and felines that I could. I checked them out, all the journals, the medical journals, kitty cat journals, and I was just pouring over them. They wouldn't turn the lights out on me. I had to light a candle, but I was flipping through those journals late at night. I had a dip pen that I was making notes with, like how Tolstoy wrote War and Peace. But anyway, as I was pouring over researching for this cat show, did you know I found out Sir Isaac Newton, he discovered not only the principles of gravity, which we so eagerly abide by every day,
very much
but he
so.
Also kind of, he invented the cat door.
I did know that. Cliff, we make up for the people that don't abide by gravity.
People in other sides of the planet are just floating up because we are sucked so heavily.
Now, I know that we got the same list from our writers about the cats, but I really did read that in a newspaper for the Humane Society when I was getting ice cream. That was true. It was a true story.
What's true is true, Kendall. Just like how cats knead with their paws when they're happy.
I knead with everything when I'm happy.
Need you. I was singing that last night to a blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Cliff, you know that you and I, we meow at each other all the time when we want to eat. But cats never meow at another cat. Did you know that?
It's a sound reserved for humans.
It is. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. It's like a sound that I reserve only for
eating
that I'm about to ingest. Kendall, the average cat weighs 12 pounds, which, Kendall, I figured this out. I did some tabulations on my calculator. I weigh over 25 cats because the average cat weighs 12 pounds.
I weigh over 40 cats.
40? I'm going to start referring to my weight that way. When people say, excuse me.
I'm down to 23
how
cats.
How much do you weigh? I said, I weigh 25 and a half cats.
I lost a couple cats this week.
Lost a little pussy.
And Cliff, that's no joke.
Oh, God, Kendall, I wish it were a joke. I wish that anything we had said or were going to say this stupid, awful show were a joke.
I wish it was a bad joke, but it's not. Hey, Cliff!
My life was a bad joke. Write that on my tombstone. Oh,
I belched so loudly it opened some other application on my computer on accident.
It opened. There's an app.
What happened?
For
a belch app.
Belch.
Cliff, are we going to tell jokes?
Kendall.
Or are we?
Yes. Nope. All these apps opening on my computer. Let's tell jokes, Kendall. There was a guy named Joe. Tell me a story about a guy named Joe.
Do it.
Well, Joe wanted to buy a motorbike. He didn't have. This is a long story. This is chapter one. He doesn't have much luck until one day, Kendall, he comes across a Harley with a for sale sign on it. And the bike, it seems even better than a new one, although it has 10 years old running on it. And it's shiny and in absolute mint condition. Mint. He immediately buys it. Joe, what are you doing? And asks the seller how he kept it in such great condition for 10 years.
How do you do it, Cliff?
Well, it's quite simple, really, says the seller.
Really?
Whenever the bike is outside and it's going to rain, rub Vaseline on the chrome. It protects it from the rain. And he hands Joe, our beloved plumber Joe, a jar of Vaseline.
Oh, what is he going to do with that?
Part two, that night, Kendall, his girlfriend... Kendall, this is a joke. Like I said earlier, you never know where our show is going to go. You never know where the jokes are going to go. Admit to yourself right now, you don't have any idea where this joke is going.
No idea where I'm at on the show.
Back to Joe the plumber in the Motorcycle Mysteries. That night, Kendall, his girlfriend, Sandra, invites him over to meet her parents. Oddly enough. Naturally, they take the bike there. Kendall, it's going crazy, this joke. It's about to get weird.
Oh, God.
Here, okay? Just before they enter the house, Sandra stops him and says, I gotta tell you something about my family before we go in. When we eat dinner, we don't talk. In fact, the first person who says anything during dinner has to do the dishes. No problem, Joe says.
No problem.
And in they go. Kendall, Joe is shocked and appalled. Right smack in the middle of the living room is a huge stack of dirty dishes. In the kitchen is another huge stack of dishes.
Oh,
Kendall, everywhere.
That's my
piled up. On the stairs, in the corridor, everywhere he looks, Kendall, dirty dishes. Like everywhere we look, stretch marks and obese body. Kendall part three begins like this. They sit down to dinner and sure enough, Kendall, nobody says a word. As dinner progresses, Joe decides to take advantage of the situation, as it were. So he leans over and he kisses Sandra and nobody says a word. So he reaches over and fondles her bazooms.
Right in front of her whole family.
Still, nobody says a word. So he stands up, grabs her, rips her clothes off, throws her to the table, and screws her right there in front of her parents. Kendall's girlfriend is a little bit flustered, and her dad is obviously livid, and her mom horrified when he sits back down. But nobody says not a word. And he looks at her mom. And he says to himself in his brain, he says, she's got a great body. And so, Kendall, you're never going to believe it. I do not avow what Joe is doing. He grabs the mom, bends her over the dinner table, and has his way with her every which way right there on the dinner table. Now, sometimes when I'm telling jokes, I feel like I'm calling a baseball game or something like that.
Round three, running around base. Home
run. He's gonna go all the way home today. Kendall, I'm gonna bring this joke all the way home.
Bring it
now
home,
his
Cliff.
Girlfriend.
Bring it home. Slide into first base. Send it home.
This is the only time we ever had. We only could have time for just one joke. Bad joke.
Bad joke.
It's bad joke. Kendall. The finale of Joe the Plumber. Now his girlfriend is furious and her dad is boiling mad, but still total silence. All of a sudden there is a loud clap of thunder and it starts to rain. Joe remembers his brand new bike outside, so he pulls out a jar of Vaseline from his pocket. Suddenly, that daddy backs away from the table and shouts, "All right, that's enough. I'll do the fucking dishes." Kendall, what a payoff to a terrific joke.
Quite a response. Quite a response.
Where, Peabody Committee, are you out there?
Cliff. Now, three sons, they left home. They went out of their own and they prospered, Cliff. Now,
thank God.
They finally got back together to discuss that the gifts that they wanted to give their elderly mother. So the first one, the first man, he said, I built a big house for my mother, for our mother. And the second said, I sent her a Mercedes with a driver. And the third, he said, I've got you both beat. You remember how mother enjoyed reading the Bible all the time? And you know, she can't see very well, Cliff. So I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible. It took elders of the church 12 years to teach him. He's one of a kind. Mama just has to name the chapter and verse, and this parrot will recite it, Cliff. So soon after, the mother sent out her letters of thanks. Milton, she wrote, The house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Ungrateful mother, bitch. Cliff. So then, Gerald, she wrote to another, I am too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, so rarely use the Mercedes, and the driver is so rude. Well, Cliff, bitch again. Here we go. Third son. Dearest Donald, she wrote to her third son, you have had the good sense to know what your mother likes. That chicken was so delicious.
Oh,
she ate that parrot, Cliff. She ate the Bible. She Kendall. Ate the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That's another show.
Kendall, there's a naked woman. Now I've got your attention.
Whoa!
Down, boy. There's a naked woman looking in the bedroom mirror, and she says to her husband, I look horrible, fat and ugly. Pay me a compliment. And her asshole husband replies, well, your eyesight's fucking spot on.
Oh, what a
bitch.
What a bitch.
All what right. an ass.
What an asshole.
Cliff. An asshole. I'm going to do the whole rest of the show like this.
There's two. Please don't. There are two old drunks in a bar, and the first one says, you know, when I was 30 and got a hard-on, I couldn't bend it with either of my hands. By the time I was 40, I could bend it about 10 degrees if I tried really hard.
Oh my God.
But then by the time I was 50, I could bend it about 20 degrees, no problem.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be 60 next week, and now I can almost bend the damn thing in half with just one hand.
Oh my.
And the second drunk says, so what's your point? And he says, well, I'm just wondering how much stronger I'm going to get.
Idiot.
Idiot drunk.
Moron.
Idiot.
Moron.
Idiot.
Idiot drunk. Kendall, there's an old couple, and they're sitting in church.
Oh.
You're welcome. During the service, this old wife, she whispers, I have just let out a silent but deadly fart.
Oh, no.
What should I do? And her hubby, her old hubby, says, why don't you put a fucking battery in your hearing aid?
Praise the Lord loudly, Cliff.
I just want to praise the Lord.
Nick Cliff, this lawyer, he told his client, I got some good news and I got some bad news. And the client said,
love it. I love the lawyer.
I know you would. Well, he said, well, give me the bad news first. And the lawyer said, well, the bad news is that DNA test showed that there was your blood they found all over the crime scene. And the client, he said, oh no, I'm ruined. What is the good news? And the lawyer said, well, the good news is your cholesterol is down to 130.
Whoa!
Hey, Cliff, you gotta look on the bright side of all situations.
Kendall, they need a comedy bailout or a show about kitty cat. One of those needs a salute
show about
to cats.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, Kendall, finally. I want this one. I'm back in church here. I'm thinking about our preachers that listen to the show. This
so
joke is appropriate for you to tell.
This is
in
what you
church,
could tell
okay?
St. Peter getting into the Golden Gates.
Oh, yeah. So listen up, Revs, brothers, and fathers.
Listen up, Pope.
A man and his wife were having an argument about who should brew the coffee each morning. And the wife said, well, you should do it because you get up first, and then we don't have to wait as long to get our coffee. Seems reasonable.
Reasonable.
But the husband, he said, well, it is 1950, and you are in charge of cooking around here, and you should do it because that is your job, and I can just wait for my coffee.
And then he said that.
Right as you let that out, I was putting one back in. And, wow. We're in the same. Okay. He says, I'll just wait for my coffee. And the wife replies, no, you should do it. And besides, it says in the Bible that the man should do the coffee. And the husband replies, well, I cannot believe that, you woman. Show me. And so she fetched the Holy Bible, the Holy Book
of Holies,
Kendall, and opened to the New Testament.
The newest
of the
New
Testament.
Uh-huh.
New. What a testament it was. And she showed him at the top of several pages that it did indeed say Hebrews.
What a smart and clever wife that was, Cliff. Back in the 1950s.
Scandal.
Cliff, I got one other thing to tell you. I have told you a joke before about this same woman. All right? She arrives at a party. While scanning the guests, she spots an attractive man standing alone, and she approaches him, smiles, and says, hello, my name is Carmen. And he said, well, that's a beautiful name. Is it a family name? You remember this woman, right?
And several, yes, we've met her several times.
She says, no, and as a matter of fact, I gave it to myself. She tells every guy this, Cliff. It represents the things that I enjoy most, cars and men. Therefore, I chose Armin. And she says, what's your name? And this guy, he says, oh, my name is BJ Titsengolf.
Oh!
What a bitch.
BJ Titsengolf.
I gotta take a break. I have to take a break.
I have to take a break.
I gotta go pet a cliff and take a break.
I have to let the cats in from outside.
Here, kitty.
Ooh, let the cats in.
We'll be right back after this. That's reserved for humans, Cliff.
Hey, you've made it this far into the show. It'd be a shame to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Hi. This week, Mr. Snodbottom donated our commercial break time back to us. And we're going to use this commercial break to send a beautiful, lovely message of beautiful love to our First Lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's a beautiful vocal postcard made with love, sealed with a kiss, and created using America's greatest natural resource, my own perfect pitch. Here we go. Hey, now you look so sad. Tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too.
When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you.
So, if you're sad, be sad. Don't hold it all inside. Come on and talk to me now. Hey, what you got to hide? I get angry too. Well, I'm a lot like you.
Standing at a crossroads, don't know which way to choose. Let me come along, 'cause even if you're wrong, I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. Take me in into your darkest hour, and I'll never desert you. I'll stand by you.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled Belching and Disco Stick show.
And now welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh,
we are back.
Thank God. Kendall, who let the cats out? Ooh, ooh,
my big fat belly, as we learned last week. We learned that last week.
Kendall, I wanted to get literary here for just a minute, if I may. Kendall, there's a new book, a memoir, out from Harmony Books by Carol Burnett. It's called This Time Together. Don't you love her?
She's wonderful. I love her. Let me pull my ear for her.
Legendary. You know, she pulled her ear for her grandmother.
I know what she did it for.
She did it to let her know that she's doing all right. And later she said to let her know that her check was on the way.
Yes.
But anyway, Kendall, there was this passage in this beautiful book, This Time Together, by Carol Burnett, that I thought I would share with you and the listeners.
Share it.
What you thought about it, okay?
Share it. Share. Get it. Share.
She was talking about a time that her grandmother actually came to visit her when she was on a TV show in New York.
Uh-huh.
Carol was. She says, once we were settled into a taxi on our way to my apartment, Nanny reached over into her purse, brought out her little bottle of sherry, and took a swig. After that, she proceeded to belch the rest of the way into town.
Oh.
She could have won a belching contest against the best of them. I hardly took notice since I had heard her let loose like that ever since I was a little bitty thing. The taxi driver, however, turned around a couple times to take a gander at this little old lady with so much gas. After Nanny had let go with a particularly loud one, he rolled down his window for air and then swiveled his neck around. With his eyes just about popping out of his head, Nanny leaned toward him, patted her stomach, and explained, "Well, mister, look at it this way. There's more room out there than there is in here." What do you think about that? You know, I just thought how people, you know, how we're belching all the time. If it's good enough for Carol Burnett's grandma, I think it's good enough for us.
Well, it's good enough for us. I don't know what our listeners think.
Our listeners, Kendall, you know, they're thinking things silently to themselves.
Like,
and that's okay.
Would they rather listen to us belt or listen to Carol belt? Carol Burnett's mother belt or grandmother belt? Cliff, it's time to play. Would you rather?
We'll split the difference, and I'll go. Oh!
Oh no, let's not do that at all.
Hilarious Cliff, references to 70s television shows.
I've got a question for you, Cliff. Here's the question, Cliff. Would you rather shoot a cop or punch your grandmother?
Well, it doesn't say I can't just punch her good-naturedly in the shoulder, punch my grandmother.
All right, I love you looking at the bright side of everything.
Look at me, Kendall, Mr. Nice Guy.
Mr. Nice Guy. All right, Cliff, ask me a question.
Oh, Kendall, would you rather be attacked by a duck the size of a horse or 50 horses the size of ducks?
Oh, I take the horse the size of ducks.
The 50 of them?
Yeah. I could handle 50 horses the size of ducks. I couldn't handle a big ass, radiated horse-sized duck.
That, did you hear the ghost of Carol Burnett's grandma?
We're doing is saluting Carol Burnett. She used to pull on her ear. We just belch on the show.
That's how Kendall lets his mother know everything's okay.
Everything's okay and the check's on the way. Her check being on the way to me. Alright, Cliff. Would you rather be 700 pounds and beautiful?
Oh, I'm already there. Alright, well, close.
Close. Or skinny and ugly?
Skinny and ugly.
Oh, me too. I would rather be butt ugly. I'd rather have moles all over my face and be like, look how great my body looks. Look how tiny.
Spoken like true fat ass. Uh-huh. But yes. Because you can so much when you're boning in a bone session. Now, not necessarily out of a bone session, but in a bone session, you can forgive whatever that face looks like.
You put a paper bag over your head and enjoy.
You do like I do. I turn the lights down so low that they're off.
Whereas you can feel all the lumps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you don't, unless you're blind, you don't do a lot of face touching. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Kendall, would you rather eat your friend's face or have your friend eat your face?
Well, I'd rather eat my friend's face because that means I would still have a face.
Oh, God, Kendall.
How genius was that?
If I find any other of your friends, I'm going to tell them to watch out for their face.
Oh, you have no idea. Your face is about to be served up. Cliff.
Well, Kendall, you're only going to get fatter if you eat my face.
I know. That would take like 6 days to eat your face.
Cliff. That'd serve a family of four. My face.
Thanksgiving dinner. Cliff, would you rather make sweet, sweet love with anyone you wanted for limited time of 48 hours with absolute submission of this other person, or have a $20 bill appear in your pocket every day for the rest of your life?
$20. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Thought we're so... I just knew that you'd pick the same thing. Yeah, 48 hours, $20.
I mean, 48 hours is good.
But it's limited time. It's a limited amount of time.
Yeah, $20, I can...
You could buy yourself a prostitute if you saved up for...
save up for a year. Week.
Yeah.
I don't need a good one. I need the Mexican Zac Efron equivalent. Kendall, our writers, as you can tell already, were particularly sick in their choosing of this week's Ooh, Would You Rathers. And our writers, they say, Kendall, would you rather watch porn with your parents or porn starring your parents?
I'd rather watch porn with my parents. I don't want to see anything.
Now, okay. Now, let me tell you why I would choose the other. Okay.
Okay. Well, I know you wouldn't be in the room with them. You'd have to feel any guilt.
You wouldn't be in the room with them. They never would have to know.
But.
And then you keep it to yourself.
But I look at it like, oh, mom, dad, I have to do this. It's part of this would you rather thing I'm doing. Let's just do this real quick, get it over with. Whereas if I had to watch them have pornographic sex, that would never go out of my mind. Don't you love the justification that comes up with us?
Repressed. We're the great debaters, not for nothing. Also that, not for
nothing. That's why you do that on the show. You are... letting out all that oppression.
Let's put it this way, Kendall. There's more room out there than there is. Although, in me, not so much. There's a lot of room
in here.
What I got. When I'm hauling around. Kendall, are you having any more would you rather?
I got one more for you.
Things I'd rather do. All right, me too, for you.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, no, it's my turn.
No, it's not.
Cliff, would you rather drop a... dress up as many...
Normally, we could have asked Mr. Snodbottom, but he passed out asleep in 15
he's
minutes.
He's tired.
During that first bad joke that I told. He couldn't take the whole thing.
Cliff, would you rather dress up as Minnie Mouse and wear it to school for a week, or wear uncomfortable clothing for a week that is too small for you? And I know that's normally what you already do.
That's normally what I always do. I've been doing that. Had I known that the alternative was just to dress like Minnie Mouse for a week.
In a very comfortable Minnie Mouse outfit.
And I would have said, look, it's going to make all my clothes fit. It's this would you rather thing that I'm doing. Kendall, would you
Best rather? Thing, I'm going to use that for anything. If somebody says, why are you doing this? I'm doing this would you rather thing for the show.
Kendall, when I said how sick our writers were, this is what
kidding.
I was talking about. Yeah. Kendall, people with pregnant mothers, those with heart conditions, you may want to leave the room. Kendall, would you rather
yes.
drink a pint of semen or gargle with someone else's cold blorch?
Oh.
I told you they were sick, Kendall. I don't know why they give it to me. Like, I'm going to say it on the air.
I think I can handle the blorch more.
No, wrong.
Well... yeah, no, sorry. I'd rather have the blorch. Cold as it may be.
Vomit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Kendall, you are so homophobic. I can't even believe it.
I'm not scared of it. I just don't like it.
2011, Kendall. 2011. Wise up to the ways of the world. Kendall, is what I'm telling you. There's some other segment. Kendall, helping people is my favorite part of the job.
Oh, well, as is mine, Cliff. You've got questions, we've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, why don't they ask us?
Well, they did, Cliff.
They
sent me a letter right here, which I'm going to open up here.
Mine was sent in a fax.
They sent me sent me a package. Look at this.
Oh, Kendall, what's in there?
It's a magnet. I love Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
And I love they sent that to us because they thought, who's the only person who would ever appreciate this magnet? The stupid fat host of that show.
It looks homemade, Cliff. It's wonderful. And this lovely letter here. All right, Cliff. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my brother-in-law, Ray, and his wife moved in with my husband's parents for a few months until they could get back on their feet because the economy's so bad, Cliff.
It's so bad.
I refer to them to the episode we did about the economy. They have two small boys and a cat, Cliff, and the cat's name is Precious, and they have had this cat since they were first married. Well, they looked for an apartment to rent, but could not find one that would allow pets, so my mother-in-law, Loretta, was anxious for them to move out, so she told them to take the apartment, and she would keep the cat at her home. Well, shortly after, Cliff, Loretta asked my husband to secretly get rid of it. Her husband, and this woman's husband refused, And her husband, Loretta's husband, has refused. So when her husband said he wouldn't do it, she took matters into her own hands, drove Precious 10 miles away from her house, and dumped her on the side of the road. Now, Ray and his kids went to her home. She didn't tell them. So Ray and the kids went to her home every day to set out milk and look for their kitty, and they also checked the local animal shelter. Well, 10 days later, they found Precious at the shelter. They had to repay to readopt her, money they did not have to spare, and not knowing what I know, they returned their cat to Loretta. Should I tell Ray the truth so they can rescue their cat or keep Mum so as to not make my mother-in-law angry by revealing the awful thing she did? And that's On the Fence in Nevada.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. The truth shall set you free.
It'll set Precious free. It will not set us free who we look like the white Precious.
No, the bitch. Bristol Palin. Bitch but. Loretta needs to wise up and quit being mean to animals. It's terrible.
It's awful, Kendall. It's terrible. I hate her, and yeah, that one's very simple. We agreed. Write it in your diaries.
Good. Listeners. This is the first time.
The first time right. ever.
And episode, prepare for us to not have to not agree again.
Kendall, Tyler did bring this. This one did come in a fax.
Oh, okay.
Earlier,
I didn't know we
show.
Had a fax machine.
It's in there. Tyler found it. It was under some old cooking magazine.
Oh, in the storage closet.
In the storage closet that we were trapped in that one time. Mm-hmm. Kendall, this fax, it says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm so glad you still have a fax machine for me to fax this to you, as it is my preferred method of communication.
Oh, well.
But anyway, my age is 29, marital status is single, never married.
Lucky.
Hey guys, I am hoping to get some advice here. I met a guy in college, is a lady I guess, or maybe not, who knows. It's a woman though, I think.
Don't be so homophobic, Cliff.
God, Kendall, I've sucked so many dicks and I drank so many pints of semen and I didn't even have a choice. Nobody asked me what I'd rather. Okay. I'm hoping to get some advice. I met a guy in college when I was 20. We talked a little bit here and there, and I liked him a lot more than just a friend. I can't seem to forget him, Cliff and Kendall, even though it has been almost 10 years. Since then, I dropped out of college. I don't want to be with anyone else. I don't want to talk to anybody unless it's through fax. And I am convinced I'm going to marry him one day and that he is the love of my life. He is now happily married to another girl.
What an idiot.
Kendall and Cliff, I faxed him in February 2010. He said in his return fax that he didn't think we should talk because he's married now and doesn't even live in the area.
I hope his wife doesn't check the fax machine.
I hope they'll run out of toner. She's like, what? All right, Kendall, what? And Cliff, what should I do about this situation? Should I try to find somebody else? I love him, though. Should I give up on my true love and settle for a life alone with me and my cat and my fax machine? That's signed, Cat Lover in Concord, New Hampshire, Kendall.
Oh, well, Cliff, if she was living in an 80s comedy or romantic comedy, then yes, she should run after this man. But unfortunately, in the real life that we live in, I think it's time for her to move on.
Yeah.
I
agree.
If he's happily married,
we're saluting the cats.
He has made his choice. You can't.
Yeah.
You know, if she stays and tries to do anything with it, she could possibly break up their marriage, which is not a good thing to do. So leave it alone and get the hell away from him.
Once again, Kendall, you hit the nail on the big fat hand.
Well, I do have a big hammer.
I've got a big fat body.
Cliff, now I did try the Jelly Belly Burt's Bot beans of vomit, and I think I could I could stomach it.
Okay, Kendall, you justify however you may. I think I had two, and it did taste better than the horseradish one. Literally made me sick.
I thought you were gonna say than the semen flavored jelly Birdie's Bots.
Oh no, I ordered a special order of like just all semen
with flavors. Your name printed on them, like they do for M&M's.
I just have them.
Oh, well, good for
I
you,
eat them.
Cliff.
I take them to movies.
And that is sad.
It's sad.
That you go to movies by yourself with semen-flavored Birdie's Bots beans.
That's all I want, Kendall. That's all I want to eat.
Well, if our listeners want to order special orders from semen-flavored beans,
go
to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, you'll find us there. You can give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-FAT, or go to iTunes and search Cliff and Kendall to subscribe to the show.
Oh, Kendall, I love cats so much. Yeah. I'm so glad
I love when Nicole Kidman or whoever, Halle Berry, was in that Catwoman suit, Cliff.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
Angelica Cats, Angelica Cats. We should just put on Cats. That's what we should have done. We should have put on the play Cats.
Someday, Kendall, someday we will. Kendall, cats were put into this world to disprove the dogma that all things were created to serve man.
Oh,
and that was said by Paul Gray.
Oh, good old Paul. Well, Cliff, if you hold a cat by the tail, you learn things you cannot learn any other way. And that's Mark Twain.
No, you know, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
He was.
Kendall, dogs come when they're called. Cats take a message and get back to you. And that was said by Mary Blige.
I didn't even touch on how much bitches cats were.
You love cats. Salute the cats,
Cliff,
Kendall.
Dogs have owners. Cats have staff. And that's an unknown Arthur.
I like that was Garfield after he eats a whole lasagna.
Yeah.
But I like how cats don't need us. I like that about them.
Speaking from a true person that doesn't need anybody, Cliff.
I don't need nobody. I don't care what you say.
Except for this show. Cliff, take us home down those pussy roads.
Take me home. Kitty cat.
That's for humans only, Cliff. Humans only.
Oh. Kendall, that's my stomach telling you I gotta go eat.
I gotta go eat. That's the only reason we stopped doing the show ever, so we go eat.
And as soon as we're full, which takes about a week, we do another show.
All right. Well, I'm Kendall.
I'm Cliff.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.